stop on this train will be...
It's up to you, New York.
Swung on and hit in the air. Sydney Fenner fetch back, away back. Yeah. She is gone.
Deep
New York.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
I'm big young yeah. With dreams of fame. There's nothing you can't do.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for riding with MTA New York City Transit.
This is 161st Street, Yankee Stadium.
Bless you, Murph.
Hello and welcome to another episode of 161st Street Podcast. The regular season is now over. We just finished up the Rangers series. Doesn't fucking matter. Who the fuck cares about that series? There's a lot of things we have to talk about leading into the playoffs because the next game... We will be actually at the stadium. We'll go into game one, probably Paxton on the mound, but we'll talk about game one stars and ideal lineups, all that sort of thing. Pete Alonso sucks. A lot of other things, concerns about the Twins, upset about losing home field, a lot of other things we're going to get down to. But why don't we start off with, since we did just lose this series at Texas, does it fucking matter, Corbin?
It does not matter at all. Does it matter, Murph?
Not even a little bit.
Tell me why it doesn't matter.
Because home field was already gone, and it was basically just an audition for the playoff roster.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't playing any. I mean, they were playing some of the people, and some people were like in slumps. Like Didi's been in a horrible slump, which is kind of concerning to me. We'll talk about that later. But I mean, realistically, it's hard to win games when all the wind's taken out of your sails about like home field, like. There's nothing to play for, so like, why? It really doesn't matter. And when you have no motivation, like, that's why we lost that game in Tampa Bay, or both of those games in Tampa Bay, because they were playing for their playoff lives.
Yeah.
And we're out here playing for literally nothing, just for getting more wins, which would have been nice. But, and the only other thing we were playing for was home field that was gone, but then like the home run record, which is also now gone. So now. All those accolades don't matter unless you bring home the hardware, though. So now we're moving into the postseason, and what do we like going forward? What do we not like going forward?
I really don't like how Didi's hitting, obviously, and I'm pretty sure Voit's struggling just as much right now. I hate how Didi's hitting. I hate how Voit's hitting. I also hate that in that series, of course, Paxton comes up a little bit lame, take him out as precaution. Same thing with Urshela, like. We just still can't catch a break with the injuries. Like, I know it's not a big deal and they're both going to be playing, but it's just like kind of laughable at that point. Like, of course, Gio comes up on an ankle on the last game of the season. Of course. Why would that not happen?
Yeah, and I understand why they're taking him out right away. Yeah. And, I mean, Cashman was on the horn while they were playing the game with Michael Kay and whoever else that was. I don't know who that was. But he was even saying, dude, Michael, they were talking about something else and Cashman just stopped talking. And he's like, I'm sorry, what was the question? Because he was just so, you could tell, like, how upset we are, he's 10 times more upset. Like, he literally was like, that is exactly how the season's been going, and I'm sorry for not responding, but, like, I had no words. Like, and he's saying, like, that's what we should have done, taking him out. Like, I mean, there's no use keeping him in. So, some of these guys shouldn't even be playing, honestly. I would have liked to see nobody play whatsoever.
No, you can't not play them because then they go in ice cold in the playoffs.
There's still a week off, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You still, like, you need those at-bats and those reps, especially for guys that are coming back from injuries that were hurt before, like Edwin, who just came back, and Voit, who still hasn't
Edwin
been back
didn't
for
come
that
back
long.
Yet.
Well, like, whatever.
Well, we'll get into the injury updates, but he's looks optimistic, they said. And the main concern with him that they were mentioning was that he said he's 85% to 90%, but he was more concerned about like his mental. Like he thought he would get hurt. So like his mentally, he wasn't there. Naturally, anybody in the world, it's like us with PTSD with the entire team. Like every time Judge gets walked and he grimaces, it looks like he's getting
grimacing.
For no reason at all. But yeah. Let me ask you the question then. Do you guys think momentum matters going into the playoffs? Because, I mean, there's a week off, so even, let's say, you're the Astros, and they nearly throw three perfect games every time they come out, it seems like. I don't really think it matters as much because there's a week off, so no matter what momentum you have, you're still off a week.
I think to an extent it matters, but, like, I'm saying it would matter if you went on a huge run to even make the playoffs and then use that momentum to carry you throughout the playoffs. But most of the teams, we knew they were going to make it. They didn't make any crazy runs. We basically could have predicted this playoff bracket a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes a difference.
I think this year it doesn't, but like I know last year it definitely did. Like think about how weren't there two game 163s? Like it was a race right up to the end. This year it's kind of been. Yeah, but like this year there really hasn't been one as like it hasn't been as close tight of a race where like you're having divisional leaders clinching, you know, earlier on in the month. And like the wild card race, at least in the NL, was pretty much given away. Like so it. If it's closer like that and you're going on a hot run and you say win, you know, eight in a row going in and then you win a wild card game and then you're fired up for, you know, the Friday game and that's really not a week off if you're playing the wild card. But if you're for us and you're coming off like, you know, losing a series to Texas and you have 5 days, it's not a big deal that you're cold.
Yeah, I mean, that I think the wild card aspect is like the bigger, yeah. The momentum thing because you literally, I mean, for other people, the games start Tuesday, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean,
we play NL wild cards Tuesday, AL wild cards Wednesday.
Yeah, and then all the games start. We just happen to play on Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole entire league season ended today, so we just get the week off because we're the furthest game from the start. But, I mean, what are you doing?
I'm trying to fix the mic, sorry.
No, but.
Still piss me off.
Yeah, we just have the longest. We have about a week off. So, I mean, I really don't think it matters playing the fucking Rangers. I mean, the Rangers were. I mean, they're not a good team. It doesn't really matter that we didn't play them well, but...
I honestly think we're wasting breath even talking about the series. Yeah, couldn't
so,
care less.
I mean, but everybody was freaking out on Twitter and on Instagram. Saying like,
freaking
oh.
out on Twitter.
Like, and somebody commented on the picture saying, like, yo, like, what they got to figure it out. Like, they're not even trying. Like, yeah, they're not trying because they don't fucking care.
Although, one
like,
thing I will say, over. Yeah, they didn't care, but the lineup today looked pretty similar to what the playoff rosters gonna, or the playoff lineups are going to look
it was
like.
Close.
It was DJ, Judge, Gardy. Gardner's obviously not going to hit third, but just the fact that he's playing.
He might. Stanton. They've been doing that a lot.
Yeah, I know, but in playoffs, probably not.
I mean,
Stanton,
the
Glaber,
guy has 28 home runs.
Didi, Angio, and then Maben. I mean, Maben's the only one that's probably not going to be.
I think he will be.
Starting.
Oh, starting. No, not starting. I went through all the 40 men and tried to make the potential, because I saw a tweet that said Boone was going to take about 12 to 13 pitchers, which. I was like, oh, that's good to know. And then I looked at the numbers. I was like, oh, wow, that's exactly in the middle. It's either one more as a batter and one more as a pitcher. So he didn't give any information whatsoever. But, I mean, I looked through it with the 40 men. And honestly, I'm no GM, but it looked like relatively easy decisions. Like, it's not really a hard decision. I mean, if Talkman were still in, then it'd be a little bit harder of a decision because that would maybe leave off Maben. But I think the biggest decision was whether to leave off Ford or Wade, in my opinion. And I don't think... I mean, Ford helps with the lefty bat, but he's no more of a pinch hitter. And we have a lot of DH-only spots already.
Yeah.
And Wade plays every goddamn position, and he's fast. He's a pinch runner, and he's been hitting better as of late. I'm a big Wade fan now, as
Wade
Murph
guy.
Murph's face
ben
just lit up.
The Wade guy. I've been on the train all year. Nobody
no, but
was talking
honestly,
about
though,
it.
Yeah. Because somebody else DM'd
no, they
us.
Didn't. Oh, DM'd us.
No, somebody else DM'd us and said that, when I put that on the story, someone said they'd put Ford in over Voit.
I saw that.
I actually don't think that's the worst thing, because think about how the 40-man roster works. If Voit's not hit, it's a five-game series.
You're going to leave Ford.
I'm not saying I am, but that's just like the – no. So the 40-man roster, he stays on, but, like, you need a 25-man roster
for
each
series.
So he could not be on the roster for the ALDS, and he could be for the ALCS.
You're really going to take him
I'm
off?
Not saying you could, but, like, it's not like if he isn't on the ALDS roster, like, he's never going to be on. He's hitting as bad, if not worse, than
I know. He's been hitting
Didi
terribly
right now. And he's been struggling. Mike Ford's been hitting. If we had a shortstop that was hitting the same way as Ford, we could be having that conversation with Didi. Just for
this
series.
Is this a legitimate conversation, though? You think
Ford there's a New York Post article on it. I read it this morning.
Fords and Voits, all their hitting stats are remotely the same. Except...
Over the course of the season? Over the course of like the most recent sample size?
Season. Except OPS, Ford has more.
Because recently, Ford's been playing a lot better than Voit. I mean, Voit has been in
exactly
a horrible slump. Yeah. So what is that? Who would you take? I thought we were going to get into the conversation of Edwin Encarnacion versus... I don't know why I said his full name either. There's only one Edwin on the team. I thought we were going to get in the conversation of Edwin versus Voight in the starting lineup. Not even – I didn't think that was a legitimate thing. What do you guys think?
I mean
– Don't keep Edwin.
I don't even know.
No, not Edwin. I'm saying well, if we're talking about it now, like, do you really think this is a debate between Ford and Voight on the roster?
It's just hard because we know everything that Voight brought us last year. But as of right now, he's not the same player he was last year.
It's also dealing with injury, too. It's definitely affecting him, which
and
also
Ford's
could be an argument.
Also been playing well, relatively well, second half of the season.
And the only other thing I'll add to the argument, because I still think I'll go with Voight in my opinion, but Ford is definitely also, I mean, he's a lefty bat, too, and we're an extremely righty-dominant team, so that does also bring a little bit to the table. But I'm still going to go with Voight in my opinion. What are you going to take?
I'd take Voight. I don't think there's a reason not to, but we could, if he struggles in the ALDS and we're not even playing him, it might be worth it to look not using him in the ALCS if we need a lefty bat. If it comes to that, especially against the Astros, because the Astros, if we end up playing the Astros in the ALCS, their three starters are all righties. We're going to need lefty bats. So Mike Ford, I think, probably will, regardless of whether it's Voight or somebody else. He's probably going to end up being on the roster.
You don't think it's between
Houston?
Do you think it? I when I was making that, I didn't think it was even between, because two of the people that are iffy of making the roster are Maben and Ford. But I don't even think it's a competition between Ford and Maben, honestly, because he's an outfielder versus. I think it's more, you know, it's not head to head there.
It is just tough for Ford because we do have so many first basemen
and
DHs.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, he does have his work cut out for him there, but you know. I mean, I agree with that. If it does come down, if let's say Voight, I think he's going to be slated for the ALDS for sure, because that does damage his self-esteem if they don't even pick him. Like, that's horrible for the guy. And if you actually watch the games, too, like we all do, I mean, Voight has been hitting the ball, and he's been hitting it into some like
also
line drives.
Also
like, he's been hitting the ball.
Yeah, he has been hitting.
And you can even see the announcers and stuff, like Michael Kay and
Susan
fucking
Wong.
Yeah,
no,
all,
no,
all them.
She's the radio.
And Paul O'Neill specifically was talking about it, and he was saying, like, yo, I feel for Voight because he's been just hitting the ball hard, and it's been just in the head, like, line drives right at him. Like, I don't know. That's just a little bit to think about, too, because the stats could lie a little bit. So,
one more question about that. Do we think it's a definite that Montgomery is making the playoff roster?
I wanted to talk about that, too, because he's been terrible. But I feel like they've had a lot of high hopes about him. So, and who are the other options there? Who didn't make it in his place?
Tarpley.
Loaisiga has been the worst
Cortez.
Pitcher.
Heller.
The only one I could see that I had on there initially, and it's a matter of if they want to take 13 hitters versus 13 pitchers, which I would prefer to go the 13 hitters route, because we generally have a lot more starters that are moving in the pen, so the innings – in terms of, like, we have enough arms, I feel like, to not overload on them. I think Ben Heller was the only one that I would give the argument of adding on the roster of all of them, because Loaisiga sucks.
I think Loaisiga is going to be on the roster before Ben
Really?
Heller.
Have you seen, I mean, nobody knows about Ben Heller. Ben Heller's got
like
stuff.
Loaisiga was banged up. He just hasn't pitched that much in the MLB.
Loaisiga sucks.
He's got great stuff. He's just not fully there mentally.
All right, so then why don't, if we're talking about people who fully aren't there mentally, why don't we bring in fucking Devi Garcia?
Oh boy.
What?
No.
He hasn't played. He's not even on the 40 man. I'm just saying. Hypothetical.
No, I get it.
I'm just saying.
He's 21 years old. That's fine.
How old is Loaisiga? 23.
24.
Oh wow. I mean, he's clearly,
that makes a difference.
I know, but he's clearly not for him. He sucks. He's a mental midget.
Nah, he's fine.
I mean, no, but he. All right, I'll
he's
give
got
him this.
Decent numbers
he
when
comes
he's
in
the
with stuff, and he's got easy gas. He throws like 99, but he literally has no control whatsoever. And he, like clockwork, I said this to Kev too when we were watching the game. He comes in, he goes down 2-0 because he has no control at all, and he's like, "Fuck, I'm down 2-0," and he grooves a batting practice fastball right over the middle, and then it's a home run.
Definitely not wrong.
Like that's literally what happens every time. You like you want that guy on the playoff roster?
No. I just like him.
You know what's awesome?
I want him to be good.
Yeah, me too.
He flashes good stuff, but he has no control.
We also haven't even talked about it because it seems like it happened a while ago, but since we recorded our last podcast, that whole Herman situation happened.
Oh.
And it just fucked us. Like, bad.
Yeah, but at the same time, Seve came back and he was dominant, so it was a little damage control there. However, it does fucking hurt.
Yeah, we were expecting to have both of them.
That would be sick. But I almost think that he's a dumbass and hit his fucking wife.
Right before he slapped his girlfriend, he did look very good out of the pen, too.
I know, I was pissed about that. It's been a while since we recorded, so we didn't get the chance to talk about that, but I'm in.
Yeah, it's old news now, but it's just
it's old news, and I'm still salty about it, but because it's not even that we're worse off now because of where we were, because we basically traded one for one, and we didn't skip a beat.
Yeah, but we didn't want to trade one.
I know. That wasn't the point. And Dellen.
And Betances, too. So it was really, one step forward and two steps back, and that's what it's been.
Injury-wise, all year. It literally seems every time we're getting back, we have to trade players that are on the active roster healthy for the new ones to come back. It's never been a situation where, we just get them back,
Penn Sylvester's rummaging through the...
For those who don't know, Rel is very impulsive. He was the reason we started this podcast out of nowhere. And he just got a kid.
I'm going to go get him out of there. He's behind the TV.
We now have an official podcast.
Yeah, I got a cat now.
very, very
impulsive. I'm a big dog person, too, so it's kind of weird. I don't know why I got it. My sister's friend had a litter of 6 kittens, and she was like, hey, do you want a kitten? I was like, I think I'm all set on a cat.
At first I was like, I think I'm all set on a cat, actually.
And as a joke, I was like, I never thought of it. I was getting a cat. He's by my feet now. No.
I thought the other side of the room.
I feel like a ghost cat. That's his name, by the way, Ghost.
Her name.
Her. I just found out the gender. But then I saw a picture of this motherfucker, and he is the cutest. She is the cutest thing in the fucking world.
Cute little podcast.
Still figuring out. I don't want it to be like a...
You can't stop watching him.
All right. Well, that's enough about my cat.
We should have named it like Sevy or something, like I said. Kevin's cat's name is Jeter, and you should have just somehow
just
put a Yankee
wired
there.
That in there. Because I was thinking about his name with Jeter, and then I was like, do I want to be that guy who just copies him?
But the cat is also half black and half white.
True.
Biracial angel. He could have been Judge.
You should have named him.
It's still
Chad
up in the air.
Green.
He hasn't learned his name yet, and there he goes.
It's a girl.
All right,
his name is Susan Waldman.
All right, let's move on from the pocket.
Yeah, so now I have a cat, and he's running around, and my attention's gone. So while we're talking about the cat, let's segue into weird playoff superstitions. How's that for a segue?
It was pretty dog shit
pretty
segue.
Pretty cat shit.
Really honest with you. Yeah.
So do you guys do it? I know there's a lot of people, and I asked everybody online what they do.
I don't shower
for the entire playoffs, because we're very superstitious guys. So, Murphy, why don't you elaborate on that not showering superstition?
Nah, I'm just kidding with that. I usually do a playoff beard, but it's already pretty much.
You always have a beard. I did it more when I didn't always have a beard.
It's like Damon saying he does a playoff beard. Yeah, he's just a caveman. Do you do anything else? Like spoon under the pillow sort of thing when you lose a tooth? Or no, that's for a snow day. That's for a snow day.
Oh, no, but me, we do have a superstition, though, because 2017, me and Cortman went to this bar called Clubhouse, RIP, and we were watching, I think, the series against the Indians.
We watched a wild card game there, and then
wild
the first
card
series,
game too.
And the next series.
And yeah, so we had to go there every night, no matter what night. Tuesday night, we're there.
Well, if
sitting
works,
in the
though.
Same seats, doing the same thing, and, like, it was just out of complete superstition. Like, if something happened, we would switch seats.
I wore the same hat, too.
Yeah, I did, too, actually.
I
got to
get that back.
Yeah, you should probably go find that hat.
Yeah,
and that was when we went on the run.
If something doesn't work, do you stop it right away or do you keep it rolling?
Nah, but our superstition was how the seats got shuffled. Like that was the part that we were superstitious about.
Yeah, so nothing really. I mean, I've always been like, if I could grow a nice beard, like currently I got some scruff.
No, you don't.
It's been a little bit, but if I could grow a beard, I'd definitely do a playoff beard. But yeah. I can't, so I don't know. I don't really have, like, a playoff superstition. Some people said, like, generic things when I asked the question. They were like, yeah, if I'm doing something one inning, I'll just stop it. I was like, okay. Like, really cool. But some people even said, which I would never do this, some people said that if they start losing, I'll turn the game off. Like, what?
That's crazy.
I sometimes do that when I'm betting.
Why? Because you think you're the bad luck?
No, sometimes when I'm betting, I'll do that, though. Like, I get that. I would never do that because you're not going to not watch the Yankees in the playoffs.
Turn off the World Series but if they start losing. Yeah,
if I'm betting on, like, I don't know, NC State football, and they start losing, I'll just stop watching.
Fair.
And it's actually pretty effective.
Yeah, no, that's
pretty effective method.
Do you do anything, Corbin?
Murphy's betting corner. honestly, not really. It was easier when you were still playing the sport other than watching to do superstitions.
Like rally cap or sort of
something.
Oh,
there's
like that.
One thing, though. If, say, we're like playing really well one inning and I have to pee really bad, I can't pee.
You just hold it in.
You just got to hold it until something wrong happens.
Side note,
wrong could be the pee.
No, it's good luck pee.
Have you ever pissed yourself?
And then
yourself
when you let
it's
out
good
the
luck pee,
you get rid of the good luck pee.
One time I was pitching.
What if you can't hold it? What if it's a long inning?
You need to. It's good luck, P.
What happens
there,
if you can't?
Yeah, no. There one time there was a situation where I couldn't. Like, I was pitching one time when I was in Little League, and I had to shit. And it wasn't going. It was like you couldn't hold that in. So I went into the woods, and I had to take a shit in the half inning. The quickest shit I've ever taken in my life.
What'd you wipe with?
Nothing.
One of the parents had, like, paper towels in their car, luckily. Otherwise, I was going to have to use a fucking leaf. And
ever
probably a poison ivy. No. Have you?
It's exhilarating.
I mean, you live in a fucking camper, so I'm not surprised.
How do you think I?
All right, Rilla, let's get another segue. All
right, you segue it.
All right, shit.
All right, fine. Since we're done with the superstition, we don't really have any superstitions, but I'm down to start looking and exploring for superstitions. Maybe the cat
superstitions come
maybe
around naturally.
Yeah. Maybe the, you got to find it yourself. So
we
don't
will
force
attempt
anything.
To sneak the pod kit in into ALDS game one. We'll keep you posted.
I'll hang out with the pod kitten while you guys are there.
Yeah, when you just put it in the place where you put your keys and shit before you walk through the metal detectors, it'd be like, yeah, by the way.
He's also over in the kitchen. He's been over in the kitchen for a while. You don't have anything bad over there, do you?
Yeah, I don't know. But all right. So with the playoff roster almost being set, who do you guys have for your starting lineups? And where do you think they'll bat? Because before we kept trying to play GM and like trying to figure out who's going to be on the starting lineup. But, like, there's no way of knowing because there's always so many injuries, so you never even know who's going to be
they're
fucking
available.
They're
also not going to run with the same lineup in game one as any game. Like, they're going to change based on the pitchers and all that.
It also depends who we're facing game one.
Oh, it's probably Berrios on their end. Berrios is sick, which we have never faced him either. And all of the, we missed him both times we played them.
Is he righty or lefty?
He's a righty.
Righty.
Which, all right, let's talk about that then. So Berrios is probably their game one starter. Who do you think our game one starter is?
Paxton. I'd absolutely go Paxton.
Like, right. No doubt in my mind.
I think it's Paxton, Tanaka, Seve. I think it's that order. And then game four, we probably use an opener.
Yeah.
And then half.
Do you go the opener? A lot of people were talking
game
about
four,
whether they
the
do
opener.
The opener or not.
Game four, definitely opener.
How many days in between game one and game four?
Is that the travel? No, there's the travel days between game two and three because it's a five-game series.
Wait, but what is it? Isn't it?
It's a five-game series.
I thought it was like...
So if there was a game,
it's game
four,
one and two at home, and then it's two and three away, and then game five at home. For us, for this series, because it's five. They wouldn't travel every day.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to think of how many days that would be in between starts, game one and then game four.
For day one starter or the game one starter?
It would only be like 3 days rest, right?
All right, so the AL division series, Friday game one, Saturday game two. Monday game three.
So you have Sunday off.
Sunday
so that
off.
That game one pitcher, do you throw a bullpen day on that Monday then? I don't think so. Especially in a five-game series. I think you just started back over from the top.
Well, no, that would be the third game. Then the fourth game would be the Tuesday.
Well, no, I'm talking about the – oh, okay. So Tuesday, that's when you roll it over. So you'd have, like, what, four days rest for Paxton in all likelihood?
So, Paxton, if you did that, Paxton would end up pitching game five.
No, Paxton would pitch game four.
No, I'm saying if we did the.
I don't think we'll do an opener. Do you guys think we'll do an opener?
I don't know.
I
think it depends what the series is at, to be honest with you. Because if we're in game four, that means it's at least, 2-2.
That's what sucks, too.
No, 2-1. It'd be 2-1 in either direction.
Yeah.
It sucks, too, because
so
I would want Herman to open. All right,
he fucked up. It's over.
Which is why it fucks us
up. No, it's going to be, I think it's going to be Chad Green at Manhattan, maybe Maybe CC in there.
I think if we go,
that's gonna be the opener.
I think if we go to four games, especially in a five-game series, I'd rather not use an opener and just throw Paxton back out there. I mean, granted, he is hurt right now, but the injury is not bad. So they say the injury update on him was that he had a minor nerve.
He had something
irritation.
In his ass.
He had nerve irritation in his ass, and he said he's gonna be fine. He's not gonna change his routine. He's just gonna get ready for.
I like how just careful they are though taking him out. Like he wanted to stay in,
obviously,
and Boone was smart enough to actually pull him just by that little bit of tightness because you never really know. I like that how they're being careful. He wanted to get his pitches.
Did he even finish the inning? No.
No, I think they pulled him right away.
After the whatever. I mean, they pulled him right away just like they did with anybody. I mean, that's a smart thing to do. If you're gonna play him, which I would have been okay with not playing whatsoever. I mean, I was.
You
gotta throw him.
Live games especially.
Yeah. I like what they did with Tanaka today because he could have just made the start, but they also got in the last game. They're testing a lot of things, mm-hmm. especially like they're testing the guardy batting three thing with the lefty, mm-hmm. break it up. But I like how they tested the opener while also seeing how Tanaka does out of the pen. It's the first time he's ever gone out of the pen. Yeah, I like that. I mean, because in all likelihood, it's going to be somebody coming out of the pen or something like that, you know? I mean, at any point, like last year we saw Sale coming in as the closer against us, which sucked, but that's how the playoff goes. It's just everybody's gassing it. I mean, Evaldi threw every single inning for that team.
Dude's actually got a robot arm now. Is that three Tommy Johns?
Yeah, and he missed all of the season.
Ooh.
Sorry. Yeah,
wasn't paying attention. Oh, yeah.
But I think we talked about momentum before, and I think it does matter on an individual basis, which could also work negatively, too, with the Didi thing, but Judge is playing out of his mind.
Yeah.
He's playing literally like an MVP since he's been back.
Well, that's
as of recently, he's been playing like the Aaron Judge we know and love, and that's because he was on that horrible, horrible slump, and everyone was saying like, "Yo, we should bump him down out of the two spot." I was like, "Hold, pump the brakes a little." That's crazy. It's Aaron Judge, and then we talked about like Aaron Judge versus Glaber, which is a legitimate conversation for the future. But Aaron Judge, since that slump, has been playing like the man we love and know. And it's we were even talking about, did he peak too early because it was like a month out to the playoffs?
No.
And clearly he didn't because he hit a home run today too. And I actually looked at the stats because you know how him and Guardy have been in that home run battle, which is mm-hmm. funny because Judge played 100 games and Guardy played 150 games, but
still shouldn't be that close.
Guardy won.
Yeah.
So that's that. He won by one. It was 28-27. But I did some math because I was confused. Not confused. I was
28 minus
curious.
27 is one. Good math.
Not that math. I was doing the math like what pace he would be on if he played the whole year. Because of this whole Pete Alonso nonsense, which I have respect for Pete Alonso. That's fine.
Yeah, he won it straight
up.
But
Mets fans are insufferable. Like,
he batted 260.
He batted 260. I mean, he...
Still, yeah, I mean, when Judge hit the record, all they were talking about is how much he struck out. Like, there's always the hitch. Like,
he struck out a lot, but he batted 287.
Yeah. Juice balls. Just saying. But and that's but it also goes both ways. Because they're saying, oh, Judge plays in a little league park, but, I mean, he averaged 400 feet on every single home run. But back to what I was saying, I looked up the pace that Judge is at for his home runs, because he's at 28, and I was curious how many games he played, because I know he didn't play a lot. So he finished with 101 or 102. I don't know if it was counting today. It's 102 counting today, and he's on pace for 48 home runs, because he has 27. So 48 home runs is good. Confirmed.
Yeah,
solid year.
Definitely good.
And everyone was like concerned, like, oh, are we going to get an Aaron Judge who's a contact hitter now? Like, no. He just has he can hit for contact. What did he finish batting? Like 285?
Yeah, but I'm fine with that. If he wants to hit contact and just rope opposite field doubles all day, I'll take that. He's going to always. He's not
going to
not hit the long ball. He's 6'8".
I know.
He's
and that's like my whole point.
He's always go yard.
I was trying to figure out what pace he was at. Was he still like the power hit he is?
Yeah,
because he had 52 his best year, and he's on pace for 48.
272.
That's perfect.
That is perfect.
Somebody who bets 272, you just shat on Pete Alonso for betting 265. That's that big a difference.
You're right.
So I'm just saying, I have respect for Pete Alonso, but Mets fans are acting like it. Like Murn, is acting like it's his fucking World Series. I mean, it's all they have.
They all like they do it just to kind of piss us off, though. Like they don't really care that much. They're just acting like it because they want something to root for.
Yeah,
and they're not making the playoffs.
They can have it. They can have that little World Series. We'll take our own World Series and we'll do the whole thing.
When the Martian comes up, he's gonna break that record by 30.
I can't wait for the Martian to come up.
All right, let's stop getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. So we talked about Judge, and I'm so happy that he's doing so well. But on the flip side, what do you guys think about Didi?
I think it's Carlos concern, but I do think one thing is that based on our roster, shortstop is a place that we can plug up pretty easily. Like, we could, like, say, for example, Tyler Wade plays second, Glaber moves over to short, or, like, DJ plays, you know, second, Glaber moves over to short. Like, plugging in a shortstop hole is somewhere that some – just a physical position that we can fill easy. So, I guess it's kind of a good thing that it's Didi and it's not, like, Gary.
Well, that's my question, though. Does that – by plugging in, I'm saying, are you going to take him out of the lineup?
Yeah.
Not in game one.
Say he
– at all. He's been say
depends
consistent.
What, depends how he does
completely hypothetically. We make it to the ALCS, and Didi goes 2 for 20.
Well, that's the lefty Ford thing we were talking about in a righty
that's the other
dominant
thing, yeah.
rotation. So I'm even in this series right now,
you know what? No,
you're talking about him coming out, which is exactly what I was asking.
Yeah, you know what?
Is he
fuck
not?
That. He's not.
He's not slated
out.
For the starting yeah. lineup like ever. He's always.
He's
been.
Not going to come out. He's so good in the playoffs.
That's what I was going
like,
to talk
he,
about.
Dude, he's
going to
play. He's
going to
play in the
he
playoffs.
He
can
go 0-4 in the ALDS and still play in the ALCS.
He always has. Yeah. He has a feel for that big bright light moment, and I mean, him with the short porch too is so good.
Yeah, he gets one every time.
And we have a lefty, which we don't have much of, and him and Gardner's apparently home run hitter now too. So those two guys breaking it up, and the occasional maybe Ford or Talkman would have been nice, but he's gone. But because Didi's last 23 at-bats, he's got 2 hits to end the season.
Yeah, but that's the other side of the coin that we were talking about earlier where, you know, he's struggling, yeah, but you have 5 days off. You kind of recoup your head a little bit. It goes the opposite of Judge. Like, yeah, Judge is hot. Maybe he keeps it going in the playoffs. Maybe he doesn't. Didi's cold. Maybe he keeps it in the playoffs. Maybe he doesn't. But we can adjust either way.
Yeah, a lot of people can just have that switch, and Didi's definitely one of those people that can just literally turn. Like that Indian series, everyone remembers Didi went off. Didi won us that series.
Yeah.
And he's a guy like – there's a lot of guys who can do that on this team, and one of them is Tanaka. And that's why Kev made the argument that he would be the game one starter because Tanaka is the only proven one that, I mean, because Paxton's never pitched in a postseason at all.
It's true.
He's been on the fucking shit ass Mariners. Who else we got? Severino has pitched, but he's obviously, he's been great, but you can't throw him game ones because of the innings limit or anything. But I don't know. I wouldn't be pissed if he pitched game one.
No, I mean, I wouldn't be pissed
wouldn't,
if
though.
Any of them pitch game
he
one. If Sevy pitched game one or Tanaka would be pissed, I just think Paxton's the one to go.
Yeah, Paxton's definitely the one who's most proven. And the injury doesn't seem bad, so he's probably going to be pitching game one. So
it's also sick that Sevy's the third.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about Sevy as the game three starter, and, like, he has experience in the playoffs. Like, he's good.
Yeah. And I'm happy about that because, especially in a five-game series, three-game-man rotation can just keep it going around and around. And honestly, everyone's talking about our starting rotation being bad, like bad, really bad. First of all, since the All-Star break, we've had a like top, I think it was, I know it's top 10, but it could be possibly upper part of like 8 in the league in terms of ERA. And I saw a picture, I don't know if you guys saw it today too, on, I think it was ESPN or MLB, and they ranked the top 5 rotations, and we were at number 4. Because if you do think about it, we do have a good starting rotation. They've just been underperforming, and now they're all performing. And with Sevy back, with the three-man rotation that we're going to be running with, we have Sevy, Paxton, and Tanaka. Like, that's not bad.
Yeah,
everyone's concerned. Are you concerned about the starting pitching?
Definitely not.
That was a big thing that everybody messaged us. Like, are you concerned about the starting pitching?
I'm personally not concerned. I mean, they've all been looking really good going up until this point from the trade deadline. And we also have we should have the run support to back them, even if they do mess up a little bit.
Yeah. And we have the fucking best bullpen in the league. I mean,
also true.
That's where they're taking pitching into account, though, because we have the best bullpen.
No, I think it was rotation.
Are you sure it was just Sarge?
Yeah.
Well, we also have.
I think it had the pitchers that we. Like, it mentioned every starter for all. I think it was Astros number one. National Nationals, Dodgers, us, and someone else.
The Rays weren't in there?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy.
That's mind-boggling.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you go three deep, like, you can make that argument, okay. I think.
And so that's also our – we also have a really good bullpen, plus J-Hap in there who's been looking good.
I like J-Hap out there.
I'm hoping we get a 2009 CC.
Yeah. It's small sample size, as Murph likes to say.
Yeah.
But – he went one inning and it was great. And I've been saying before, I would like CC in the pen. Because CC.
Yes.
He is going to be in the pen. But I'm confident in CC out of the pen because he has that fire. It's his last season.
Playoff CC.
Playoff CC. It's his last season. He's going to be on the mound, like cursing at somebody, like saying, like, that's for you, bitch. like anything like that out of CC, I am so happy with.
Oh, yeah. He'll be fired up.
I mean, and we finished the season, too, with that. We kept saying we always checked in on it, like the four horsemen stat with every game that we have Canely, Britton, Ottavino, Chapman pitch. We are 26-0. We finished at that. So that's mm-hmm. pretty fucking cool. And that's it makes sense though, because you pitch those guys when you're in.
Wait, who was
when
it? You're winning. Britton, Chapman, Ottavino, and.
Yeah, the four horsemen, Canely.
Canely. Because I was going to say Chapman and Britton both pitched today.
Yeah. So I like our odds with that because I feel like. Because we're going to be throwing guys until their arms fall off, like Eovaldi. And when you got our three starters who are going to throw, I think, all games in a five-game series, we're never going to have to do a opener or anything like that, in my opinion. And then after that, however many innings they go, maybe one gets pulled like Seve did one day. Worst-case scenario in like a third of an inning, we still have those guys. And those four guys, I feel like, can throw all the time.
And not even that, even if a starter does get pulled early, we have so many long relievers now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Starters to the bullpen.
Yeah, we have CC and Hap, both of them.
Like they're and Chad Green.
Do you have that picture out with all the names? Because we even had Sessa on that. Like, Sessa's going to make the team too. And he's been really good, and he's another long guy. And that's why I think we're better off taking more hitters than pitchers, because all of our guys are long guys.
Also, Montgomery, if he makes the roster.
Do you think he'll make it?
I don't see him.
I don't see him not, just based off the other guys that.
That's why. That's why I put him on. But he's been.
But
terrible.
Do I want to see him pitch? Not really.
Yeah.
So I hope we just get to the point where we don't need him.
Yeah.
I feel like they've been so high on him though, and like, oh, Monty's back and all that shit. So they're not gonna keep him off, especially because the only other people who would take his spot are like. Harpley, Cortez.
The only thing I'm
Cortez
thinking,
has sucked though too.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm thinking, which might be kind of crazy, but for the ALDS, it's a 5-game series. Essentially, you don't need as much pitching. Leave Monty off and add Mike Ford. Have 14 hitters and
you do that.
11 pitchers. I'm just saying it's a 5-game series. Even if it goes five, I think we have more than enough pitching.
Yeah, I think you're right. Especially because, like, we've been harping on the whole time is that half of our bullpen can go long. So if somebody gets bounced, you know, in the fifth inning even, like, J.A. Happ could go pitch from 5 through 9.
And contrary to popular belief, we made the argument before that our bullpen isn't taxed because we haven't gone – we're the only team in the entire MLB that hasn't thrown a pitcher 3 days in a row. So they've gone two in a row, and we've – like all season, it's been a part of the plan that we're going to keep these guys healthy. So, and honestly, of all the injuries this year, the bullpen, knock on wood, I mean, it's done now. So the regular season's over. The bullpen has been the one steady thing there. Like, Britton went down for a bit. Chapman's been there all year. With the four horsemen at least.
Yeah, but there would have been five horsemen if we had
Tantis. I'm just saying, every single guy up and down the lineup pretty much has gotten hurt in the position player's perspective.
Yeah, you're right.
So I feel like with all those guys being the steady, like without them, the season's a wash.
Yeah,
as bad as the starting pitching was before too, mm-hmm. to have that to like the we've been doing so many bullpen days, even on days that aren't opener days, like those guys are the unsung heroes, but we know about it. But like really, like credit to them. Like that was the whole reason why we got 103 wins. Which, if you told me that before the season or middle of the season when we were getting so hurt, I would have told you to go fuck yourself.
I remember specifically like maybe 3 weeks into the season, me and Rella were out at a bar somewhere, and he came up to me panicking because we were under 500. He's like, everyone's getting hurt. We're not making the playoffs. Just fun to think about where we are now.
Well, I remember because this was back when I was listening to SiriusXM, and it was early on in the season, and we right away got hurt. And we also started the season with a lot of injuries, too. So
let's start it right off with Sevy and Hicks.
Well, let's start off with them. And then people already hurt before the season started. Like, Betances didn't play. Judge got hurt right away.
Monty.
Stanton was hurt right away. All those guys. Like, literally week one. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to SiriusXM, and they were like, who are you most concerned with? And they were like, the Yankees are not going to make the playoffs. So I was like, okay, hold on a second. But honestly, though,
I probably would have said the same thing if I was trying to be objective. If I wasn't a Yankees fan, absolutely would have said the same thing.
I was 100% with them, but then I would like I fired back at like Matt or something. I was like, there's no way, that's so fucking stupid. Like, it's not gonna, like, we're gonna make the playoffs, we're gonna figure it out. We figured it out.
They'd figure it out.
And I mean,
yeah, and it's because of how good the minor league system is. If it wasn't for that, we'd be fucked. Like, Mike Ford would have never heard, we wouldn't have heard of him.
I mean, right now. Yeah, the guy was batting 500 in the minors, and then he started off bad, too. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Think about coming to New York from Scranton.
Yeah. The guy could hit. There's no way there's that big of a discrepancy between the minors and the majors.
Right.
And he can hit. Like, he figured
Talkman,
it out.
We would hardly ever heard of Talkman. I forgot about Talkman.
I miss.
He would have been unreal.
Yeah. Because, I was going to say something else. Like, if he were here, would Maben make it?
No.
Probably not. And
no, he's better than Maben.
Which sucks. And, I mean, can we just give a little moment of silence, too, for our pal Clint Frazier, who's definitely not. I think we can agree on
that. No, I think he's on the bubble, but I don't think he should make it. But there's a chance.
Oh, you guys are talking about him playing the playoffs?
No, I said I don't think he will. I said moment of silence. Do you agree? I think
because I think today he just played his last game in a Yankees uniform.
I hope not.
Did he play today? Do you think he's gone after this year?
I think he's gone.
It depends what we get for him, I guess. But I like him. I don't want to get rid of him.
His trade value is low right now, though.
Get rid of him, Andujar, Greg Bird.
I don't like the Andujar thing. I don't like the Andujar.
Holy shit, dude. I think we just have so many names. We didn't even talk about the Andujar, dude. He came back for like a week. Like, we were just talking about people that were out for the whole year. And we forgot Andujar.
I mean, think about this.
Because of Gio, another guy we would have not heard of.
We have a very good problem going into this offseason, but we're going to win. We're not talking about the offseason anymore. Yeah. So let me ask you a question. We're not going to get into the Twin Series yet. We'll get there in a second. For us.
Gio.
What?
Never mind. I thought I knew where your question was going.
What did you think I was going to say?
Andujar or Gio. All right, never
mind. No.
We've literally had that discussion every single time we've had a podcast.
And we'll talk about that more in the offseason, too. But for the people that we have on the starting, making the roster, who do you not want to see hit the field one time? Because it's one thing to make the roster. Who do you not want on that fucking field?
Jordan Montgomery.
I think we'll probably go across the board saying that, yeah?
But what if he's not on the roster?
Aside from him, because I think that's just too easy of an answer. Because he sucks.
I kind of don't like that. Because like everyone that's on the roster is on the roster for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, none of them are going to not touch.
But if Voight, you didn't have to see them once,
Voight's been sucking.
Yeah, I can't. All right, so then
out of the non-pitchers, I think it's Voight.
You think it's Voight?
Yeah.
What about you, Voight?
Voight.
I think that sucks. That's across the board. Because I'm saying Voight, too. And we were so hyped on Voight, too. And, I mean, he's not dead. Like, he'll still be there. And hopefully,
like you said before, he's hitting the ball.
And it's also a week, like we said before. So some guys, maybe he'll turn it on. He was good in the playoffs last year. Remember?
Yeah.
He pimped that one that almost got out that didn't get out. And Matt was like pissed, like, yo, why is he pimping that? It's like, that's just how he hits. He hits one and then he like pops out of the box. I don't know. So then let's go into what we think the starting lineup is, 1 through 9. And go in the order, too, because there's...
DJ Judge.
Okay, we'll go with you first, I guess. Go.
I don't know how this Guardy 3 situation is going to work out.
Put the positions.
Well, you're going, oh, shit, I don't know. That's way harder than I thought.
All right, I'll start
just
then.
Because of LeMay.
So
yeah,
I think DJ playing first, and I think you know where I'm going with that. Obviously, that pushes Voight out and Edwin out of there, and Ford also. But I think DJ has to lead off. Somebody asked me that question. Like, yo, do you definitely – it was in the group chat, in the ALDS group chat.
Yeah.
One, I think it was – I don't know who it was. But it was like, DJ leading off, right? I was like, why are you even asking that? The man's led off every single game this entire year since he's been – like, since, like, game 10. And he has 902 home RBIs.
Yeah, he's crazy.
As a leadoff guy. People don't talk about that, too.
Exactly.
We haven't even spoke about that. That's insane. 100 RBIs is, like, a big deal. And especially when nobody's fucking on base.
Yeah.
Well, he's the leadoff.
Well, we're guys on base because the bottom half of our lineup was unbelievable.
Exactly. That's what also helps him out, too. And Torres, for the most part, has been batting at the end of the lineup, which is what I wanted to get into.
All right, so let's keep going.
My lineup. Yeah, I was coming back. So my lineup was DJ playing first, leading off.
Judge.
Definitely Judge. He's always that would have been crazy if I almost left it off, actually, because I was going to get into a crazy lineup. Judge batting two, right field. I kind of do like the whole Guardy batting three thing because of the lefty.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, No.
I'm gonna
go with Guardy at three.
Is it it's crazy that even with DD batting the way he is, I want him batting third?
Because he usually batted four for us because of that. Yeah. That was the last year playoff lineup. But granted, we have a few extra bats. But that's the decision. I don't know. That's just based on.
I want to break up the righties.
Yeah.
But I also don't know how I feel about Gardner batting third.
Well, what about Gardner batting four?
Well,
also crazy.
Then you'd have
is
to
it?
Move DD.
Is that crazier
because
than him batting three and DD batting four?
It's just because Stan and Sanchez 5-6.
But who hits three if he hits four?
Yo, we're so good at baseball.
Yeah.
All right, so let me continue. I'll let you guys try too. But I'm going to put – this is fun too. I'm going to lock in Guardy at three just to break it up. And then I'm going to put Glaber at four, obviously playing second. I love – Glaber is – our best player.
Yes.
I think Glaber, I like him at the end of the lineup. I get it. Like the double leadoff, like back of the lineup. We have too many bats to be worrying about that. And he's also our best player by far. He's 38 home runs and he's batting like 300. He's amazing. And you also want your best players to get the most at bats. And I remember there's examples all over the board that like him at the end of the game, like he might not get an at bat when that at bat could win the game. Like, that's happened a few times. I've made this argument to you. But definitely want him getting the most at-bats. So him batting four, I don't see a better person to bat four. At five, who do we still have left? I'm going to go Stanton at five. He can't be in the back end of the lineup.
He can't hit six.
Yeah. Once you get past five, I feel like, come on. He can't get past five. So
yo, our lineup's crazy.
Yeah. So Stanton batting five, playing left. Because he has to play the outfield because we have too many DH onlys. Then I'm going to go. Who do I still have left to play with?
Gary.
Edwin Gio.
Edwin Gio.
That's
and Gary.
Yeah, those are the three.
Yeah.
I'm going to plug out. I'm going to go make it easier on myself to narrow down my choices. I'm going to put Gio at nine.
Okay.
And, oh, no, we're missing Didi, too. There's four spots
left.
Yeah,
Didi.
Yeah, oh, my bad.
So I'm going to put Didi at nine because that's a pretty good. Like separation, I think. Yeah, So Didi's gonna bat nine, and I have three spots left at six, seven, and eight. So obviously Didi's playing short. Six. I'm gonna go Sanchez. Sanchez. Gio Edwin.
Because
I
want to
mix the
eight?
The contact with the power. Yeah.
It's like a second. Because
you stagger.
It's like a second cleanup.
Yeah, because you stagger the. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was trying to go for. So I have. What did I say? I had. DJ, Judge, Guardy,
Glaber, Stanton, Gary,
Gio, Edwin,
Didi.
I think I think that's the fire lineup.
I'll go kind of quick with mine. I think the top three stay the same, and then I actually put Stanton. I probably put Stanton four, and then
instead of my
you Glaber. Glaber. I think I put Stanton four. Glaber 5, Edwin 6, Gary 7, Didi 8, Gio 9.
I mean, you can't go
same
wrong.
Positions.
We could play this all day,
yeah,
but you can't
literally
go wrong.
Pick names out of a hat and it would still
true.
Be fine.
No, absolutely.
Is
right.
There anything specifically you'd change with those?
I have Stanton in the 6 spot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah. That's it. And then Gardner batting last because I had Didi batting third.
So you don't mind putting Didi? You have a full faith in him for the playoff Didi to come out?
Yes, and if he's batting third, he's got protection because you either got to pitch to Judge before him or Glaber after him.
That's with why. That's why I'm not as worried about. First of all, I get Berrios has had a good year. I get Odorizzi's had a good year. I don't even know the rest of their pitchers.
So is our offense.
Exactly.
Like, they're a good baseball team.
These yeah. They're going to have to be pitching not against the occasional Orioles and the fucking Marlins. They're pitching against that lineup that we just had trouble putting Edwin at eight. Like, they have to pitch against those guys every day, second, third time, fourth time to the lineup.
Yeah.
We're going to put up some fucking runs. At and home, too, overs. While we're there, we're going to take some credit for some runs, too. Our war is going to be pretty high. We're going to be screaming. We're in the section in the 400s, but we're still going to be – they're going to hear us. Let's just say that. So let's start to dive into the Twins series a little bit then. I don't know where the cat went. Is that what you're looking for?
No, he's in the house. It's fine.
Okay. So now let's dive into the Twins because now we can focus all on the Twins now. So – what's your biggest concern against the Twins? Because when we played the Twins, and people think this is going to be like a cakewalk too. The Twins are, they won over 100 games also. They beat us out in the most home runs ever. We were close. We almost beat our own record.
Juice balls.
Exactly. But we were right there with them. I'm saying in terms of this year, they are just as big of a threat to hit home run than we are. So people say it's going to be cakewalk, and we're like, oh, how are we going to beat the Astros?
Definitely not a cakewalk.
We have to beat the Twins first, and they are definitely a good baseball team.
I think that they have the same sort of, at least loosely, style of play that we do. They have, you know, pitching is supposed to be their downfall a little bit, and they hit nukes, same as us, and we just kind of have to, like, beat them at our own game.
And they also don't really steal bases.
Yeah.
Because we also don't.
The lineup's kind of similar. They have a couple guys that can get on base, and they have a couple guys that can clean them in.
But we definitely beat them in the overall pitching because our bullpen's disgusting. I mean, I don't even know any of their. I don't know any of their relievers. Do you?
Which says a lot.
Exactly. That was my point.
Really? I feel like it doesn't. I feel like half the time that people come into a game in the playoffs, like, you might not know who they are, but they could all of a sudden they're going to put a guy on the seventh inning I've never heard of. Yeah. He probably has a 2.70.
We're on the main stage. Everyone's going to be like, yo, who the fuck is Gio Urshela? The casual baseball fan is going to be watching. Like, we watch every day because we're obsessed. And we're on the main stage here. Everybody in the world's going to be watching, and they're going to be like, Gio Urshela batting 330. Like, who the fuck is this guy? And we're going to be like, that's Gio Urshela. He's our Gio. Like, that's our Gio. He almost won the batting title, but he didn't fucking qualify. So
the one thing that is concerning is that Nelson Cruz is sneaky coming off one of his best years ever.
What's he batting? He bats like 300, right?
311 with 41 home runs.
Let me ask you that question then, because my biggest concern, we'll talk about concerns against them as a whole, but who are you most scared of on the Twins? My answer is Nelson Cruz.
Well, so now looking at the stats, it's definitely Nelson Cruz.
What's his slash line?
Let me find it again. He batted 311. 311 with 41 home runs.
How many ribbies? Because he's probably in the four spot. He's in the four spot, right?
Yeah, 108.
Yeah, he definitely is a scary man.
He's the obvious choice, but Miguel Sano, not Cano. Cano. I don't know how many games he played. I know he didn't play the other night, but he's, you know, hitting .247 with 34 home runs, and that, depending on the sample size, as we say, the batting average is low, but the home runs are high, which just means that he's scary to pitch to, in Yankee Stadium especially.
34 home runs in 104 games.
Yeah. And Judge played 102 games. He hit, 27?
Is this Sano?
Yeah. That's a lot of home runs.
I'm scared of Sano. I'm also a little bit scared of Rosario. Polanco's hitting almost 200 with 22 home runs.
But Polanco 200? Also...
300.
Oh, fuck. Polanco, I was going to say, he's batting 200. That's
Polanco
sick.
Polanco really dropped off, though. Beginning of the year, he was top of the league in average.
He was the best shortstop. Him and Xander were up there for shortstops. And he was, like, up there for MVP voting, too.
Yeah.
So he definitely dropped off. I mean,
dude, I'm clicking through their rotation right now. Not the rotation, just like their hitting lineup right
Kepler
now.
Kepler too.
Everyone has 30 home runs. Literally everyone. I'm going.
I mean,
through.
Look at they
Mitch
have 306.
Garver. Hold on, Mitch Garver, 31. Marwin Gonzalez, he only had 15.
He didn't really play all the time.
Yeah, he's
the utility guy too.
Luis Arraez, 4. He's hitting 3-3. He's hitting like 3.
Polanco hit.
Chenault, 30. Like.
Polanco hit 22. Rosario, 32. Kepler, 36. Kron, 24. Cruz, 41.
Kron.
Shoop with 23. Scope.
Yeah, they just had a lot of guys over
there. Yeah, they got power. And they don't do they don't play in a small ballpark either.
Garver with 31. That's crazy.
Maybe. Well, we put up 4. It was a – I mean, regardless, this is going to be – if you are a betting man, I would 100,000,000% put all my money that I have on the over in every one of these games.
Yes. And there is also another name, Mitch Garver.
Yeah, he's the catcher.
Catcher. 93 games played with 31 home runs.
He only played 93 games?
And 31 home runs.
So if we're talking about Judge's pace, he's on pace for that. Mitch Garver's on pace for like fucking 55 ready. Home runs.
Yeah.
Because he had less games and more home runs than Judge. That's, I mean, regardless, just those stats. We're not here to toot their own fucking horn. Like, we're still really confident. But to those people who think we're gonna waltz past them,
I hope so.
I hope so too. But it's not gonna be like that. I could definitely see it going 5, but. I mean, hopefully it goes 3.
Yeah, we can't look onto the Astros by any means.
No, not at all. I mean, this is a 100-win team. Mm-hmm. You win 100 games, that's no fluke.
We also need to, like, sell our souls to the devil so that the A's can beat the Astros.
Which isn't out of the question. And I was talking about this to somebody else, too, to you. And I was saying, I mean, think about us this year. Let's say the Red Sox snuck into the playoffs. No matter how bad they may have been, is it still a divisional game, and they'll bring the fire. Like, every time we played the Red Sox, it was still a fucking good game. We beat them a lot, but they're all good games. And that's what it is with the Athletics. The Athletics swept them last series, right? The last series they played the Astros. I mean, they're in the same division, and they were fighting for a long time.
Yeah, like, if you sweep 3 games, and you win the ALDS.
That's all we need out of that.
Sick.
And they're a good team, too, and they were the ones who we said we didn't want to – want to face.
I don't play the A's either, but
we're not going to now. Hopefully, I'd like to play the A's. Didn't want to play the A's. I'd like to play them in the ALCS.
I'd like to beat the Twins first.
I know. We're just looking forward a little. All right, fuck that.
Do you think the Rays have any chance in hell of seeing mid-October baseball?
No.
No chance?
Really?
Yes.
Let's turn this into a baseball podcast now. I mean, it's fair.
We can talk about
it. It's playoff baseball.
It
let's talk about everything.
Us.
Yeah.
I mean, their pitching staff is absurd, and they just got Snell back, who's been looking good in his innings. But he is still a very good pitcher. They just got what's his name back too. They got another starting pitcher back.
Called Glasnow.
Yeah, Tyler Glasnow.
Glasnow. They got Glasnow back. They have Morton, who's been pitching very well all year. They have the pitching to be able to win a wild card game and then a 5-game series.
I think the problem is the pitching isn't that. I think that they could have almost. Actually, this is going to be preposterous to say, but they're just better off in a series than they are in a single game. So I think that they could lose to the A's, but then they go on, and then the series that they would play would be against the Astros. So like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that says a lot, what you just said there, that who do you like better? You like – I mean, the wild card is a problem. Like, you could just – I mean, the wild card, anybody can win any game. It's baseball. We lost one game, only one game, to the to the Orioles. But, I mean, you could lose any fucking game to anybody.
Yeah.
And that's why – even Cashman said that. He referred to the wild card thing. They were asking him about the season as a whole and everything. And then they were like – so what do you think? How do you like how everything went? He's like, well, given all the injuries and everything, I'm glad we, you know, got through it. We don't have to deal with, you know, the wild card problem, like the wild card issue or something. It's literally an issue because we've been lucky, and I'm glad we didn't make it because we've been not getting lucky. We're a good team, but we haven't lost a wild card in a while, and we were due for something like that.
When we started getting hurt in the beginning of the season, like when we were talking about, when you hit the panic button, and we literally drew a panic meter on the wall.
Yeah, like, for those who don't know, we have a chalkboard wall. It was my house. Now it's Murph's. I passed the torch. But, yeah, continue.
We literally wrote a panic meter on the wall, and we're changing it, like, as people went down and stuff. But, like, during that period of time, my take on it was that, at best, we're going to be a wild card team, and I'm fine. We can live with that. Keep in mind, this is when people thought the Red Sox weren't dog shit. And, like, they were supposed to win. They were, like, we were basically like, all right, the Red Sox are going to win the division. We just have to beat out the Rays. and we obviously exceeded that, and it's great. But like the odds at that point, think about like March, or I'm sorry, May, like, say May 1st. You think we would have, you know, won the division by 10 games?
Definitely not winning
the
division.
No, we had the panic meter for making the playoffs. Even a wild card.
Well, that's
too.
What I'm saying. I'm saying the wild card has seemed like a pretty decent stretch.
Kind of a long shot. Yeah.
And here we are.
I mean,
we almost got home.
They even asked Cashman that too. They said, given, like, obviously, given all the injuries and everything, like, what do you think now, looking back, that you've done it, you've made it to the playoffs, you've won the division, which was the initial goal. Like, what do you think? Because we're freaking out, and we have no ties to this. We just have a podcast. This guy is the goddamn manager, and he'd be under fire. Like, everybody's getting fired. I mean, that always happens at the end of the season. But Madden's out, and another guy.
No, the Royals guy retired, Ned Yost.
I'm sure it was a mutual.
Pirates guy dipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it always happens. But, like, something like this, you can't fault Cashman. Let's say we did tank, because, I mean, everybody fucking got hurt. We should have tanked, and we didn't. But he asked him, and he was like, yeah, like, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. Like, they said, would you have seen this happening? He was like, no, this shouldn't have happened. Basically, what he was saying was, like, it shouldn't have happened this way, but it did, and it made it that much sweeter. Like, and it did. Like, this is going to go down. This is literally going to be an A60. If we win the World Series,
yeah.
I'm not saying we do. Yeah, right, exactly. If we do win the World Series, this is going to be an A60.
I can see it.
Definitely see it.
We need one to combat 4 days in October. Pisses me off.
Yeah, that does.
It's crazy. I watch it every time it's on TV too.
Dude, it's so much.
I haven't watched it.
Like the Steinbrenner
too.
One's sick. The House of Steinbrenner is sick, but it's just not the same. Like the.
It's not a
4 days in October.
Like,
yeah. Is like October so. Cool.
It's one time and it's recent too, so everybody knows it too. This would be definitely a good E60. Hopefully, I mean, I'm not gonna sit here.
I mean,
30
for 30.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's the
not
same
even
thing.
A little bit.
It's the same thing for me. So. What's your biggest concern? We talked about scariest players. But what's your biggest concern from their team?
I just think that they – so basically Yankee Stadium fits the Yankees really well because we love the long ball. And now we're facing a team that theoretically loves the long ball even more than us. And so having – like home field advantage matters a lot in the playoffs, but if there's any team that can go in and completely take advantage of the small dimensions of Yankee Stadium – it's the Twins, and that's the scariest thing, I think, for me. It's not that we can't, but, like, of all the teams that match up well in Yankee Stadium.
They got lefties hand, too. I mean, Rosario's a lefty. Kepler's a lefty off the top of my head. They have lefties that can hit. I mean.
Is Sano a lefty?
No, Sano's a righty.
He's a righty. They have a lot of righties.
They have power. It's going to be a good fucking series. And every time we've played them, it's been unreal. Like, that Hicks catch.
I'm so excited.
Speaking of which.
Six series.
Is there anything? Any updates on Hicks?
He's done.
He's done for the year.
Yeah. I don't think that's 100%. It was looking that way, but he's been doing throwing programs and stuff.
They made an announcement saying he's done for the year like a couple weeks ago. And
I think it was looking better, though.
Yeah, he did. He talked to Meredith the other day, I think, and he said he's not ruling it out, but I wouldn't even think about him playing in the playoffs.
Also, like, if you're going to jump back in, your first series back is going to be the World Series. Like,
Well, no, it's not even talking about. I mean, maybe down the road. That's what I was going to say. If he's feeling okay to maybe play, like, maybe if we move on, then address it then.
I don't think we even waste a roster spot on him because there's guys that have been playing all year.
Try to fix it.
Or if you've been fucking with your mic all episode. Yeah, no, I think...
I don't even think you give him the playoff spot.
Yeah, because we're talking about this whole Russ thing and everything like that.
I mean, he'd still be on the 40, man. They could put him on if they need to.
Yeah, and that'd be all.
I think the only time, the only way we see him is if he has some miraculous recovery and, like, Gardner or somebody goes down.
Yeah.
Like, if our outfield is healthy, no, there's no reason.
Another thing people don't really talk about this team is how amazing defensively we are. Like, we're a really good offensive team, but, like, in terms, like, fielding wise, I mean, look at that infield. The infield we have, it would be DJ at first, we have Glaber at second, DD at short, which, I mean, he's been not too great on the offensive side, but he's been
everything
he's always been defensively. And then Gio at third.
There's a vacuum in the corner,
which hopefully he's okay, and I'm sure
he's fine.
And it's you always hear after the playoffs and stuff, like, when people play through injury, like, they'll never tell you at first, but, like, oh, by the way, I had a torn ACL when I was doing that. Like, remember with the Eagles during, yeah, during the Super Bowl run, like Alshon Jeffrey was playing with.
We're gonna realize Aaron Judge like played the whole playoffs without a ring finger or something.
But that's what they always do. They play through it because it's the fucking World Series. Like, Evaldi's arm probably was already hurt last
year. CeCe's about to need a total knee replacement.
They literally said to CeCe, they were like, "Yo, like, where are you on a scale of 10 for pain?" And he said, "On a great day, I'm an 8. On the worst day, I'm a 10. And then we're like, "Okay, that sucks. CeCe's gone for his last year." And then the next week, he was penciled in on that Wednesday.
They're gonna have to cart him off the field after Game 7 of the World Series.
No, he's
gonna be so cool.
It's gonna be sick.
I hope he gets the last out. I hope the last game we're up like 11-0.
Could you imagine? I can literally picture it. Him just getting fired up. All right,
we're playing the Twins.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just.
We're gonna have ourselves.
Is it bad to be getting excited? I don't know.
That's one of my superstitious things.
What?
Can't talk
looking
about
too far ahead.
Yes.
Now you're messing with my mic too. I don't know. For the superstitions, we gotta figure something out. But we gotta just keep.
You don't need to force.
You can't force it, but like be
you're
aware of
it.
Things
it's,
that worked.
That's hot kid, and we're gonna see how we do in game one and what we
and
wear
and
in game
I
one.
I won't shave my beard.
I won't shave my whiskers. Now I have a cat, so I got the whiskers growing too.
Yeah. Penn Sylvester has longer whiskers than you do.
Yeah.
Right. Also, for just a little bit about the cat. Cat has an identity crisis. He has got like four names we're trying to decide. He's also a she. Actually, we just keep calling him a her, he, because, I don't know, looks like a he. So if you guys have any
it's gonna be the Caitlyn
any recommendations, any recommendations for a cat name,
yeah,
Yankee-related or
DMs.
Not Yankee-related, preferably female, drop him in the DM.
I'd like a Yankee related. Is it too
Susan Waldman? I told you.
Is it too late to switch the name? I like the name. Fuck.
You've had it for
name.
You had it for a day,
and it's been a great
Pencil
day.
Pencil Lester's a great name.
Fuck, whatever. We'll figure out the name. So closing comments, at a Umurf. What do you got to say? Looking forward, a little forecast. Actually, you know what? Give me a. This isn't jinxing whatsoever. So
sure,
give me,
I guarantee you it will be.
It's probably 100%. A jinx related scenario. What do you think the series ends as? Like, in terms of how many games?
God damn it, Rella.
I think it goes 5.
That's not jinxing at all.
Lame.
I didn't say,
don't yell.
I don't know. It seems like
you're I think we go 5 games. And I think we win at home in New York in game 5.
Do we go to game 5 if it goes 5?
I don't have
If I have any money left in my bank account.
Hopefully we get big enough by then where they give us tickets.
Yeah. So if you are StubHub, SeatGeek, the Yankees, we are looking for sponsors. So
use
we,
promo
we
code
could definitely
161.
Use some free tickets. Promo code 161
it won't
at
work.
Checkout.
You can try it.
You can get a 0% discount. Maybe by that time you'll get something, but
no,
you know,
there's actually no chance.
No chance. So how many games do you think it'll go, Corbin?
4.
4?
4.
In favor of? Don't even say it because that'll be
4.
Okay, great. I think it will go 4 as well.
What's he going to say, the Twins? I think the Twins win in 4.
No, I'm just saying because he's superstitious about that. I don't know. But, yeah, no, I think it'll go 4. I think it'll be – because every game we've played against them has been unbelievable. And I remember we were watching that one game where it was, like, the Hicks catch. That one, I was at the movies watching Spider-Man Coming Home, whatever the fuck it's called.
I was sitting in my cabin in the woods.
Great movie. Awesome. He was sitting in the
I didn't
the camper.
Cable. I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, but I was at the movies – I left for the movies. I was watching the game, and we were down, what, like 9-2? Something crazy. And then I came back from the movies, like, this game's still on, and we tied it, and then I was able to catch the end of it. That was probably the best. What do you think? Since the season's over, what do you think the highlight?
Hicks
catch. Let's end on that.
It was the Hicks catch.
Highlight of the year, best game of the year.
Oh,
go.
Geez.
It was absolutely the Hicks catch, and it was absolutely that game. A walk-off diving catch like that was absurd. I think that's the best moment of the season so far, non-playoff related.
What's any honorable mentions that you can think of?
CeCe's strikeout.
Because I think I might go with the Hicks catch, too.
Mike Ford back-to-back walk-off.
That was cool.
That was cool. Because that whole – we had back-to-back games. Is that what you're mentioning? Because against the Athletics, both games were back-to-back walk-offs.
And that was back-to-back home runs, wasn't it?
It was Gardner's home run that – tied the game, and then Ford very next. Yeah, it was back-to-back. Yeah. But no, but
I
thought you meant back-to-back games with a
walk-off. It was also
back-to-back. Because that happened, too, against the Athletics.
It was back-to-back.
And then not really a play, but, like, just two things that I always think of when this year is Boone absolutely ripping apart the ump with the fucking Savages thing. That was sick.
That was sick.
And then Gardner hitting, like, the bat. Like, when, like,
yeah.
Artie
well,
Bang, like, that kind of thing.
That's tied in together with that.
Yeah.
This has been a sick season.
Like, those just together were really cool, even though they weren't really, really good.
Also, are they ever, like, let's say we do win the World Series, are they ever going to tell us what four means?
No.
No.
And I don't care.
Maybe they were saying we're going to go four games or we're going to beat the Twins. Like, we're saying.
Four games in every series.
Sweep.
That'd be sick.
The eyes emoji.
Could you imagine we'd, like, win the World Series in four games, like, four and up? Like, in the last games, like, four nothing or something. What if we don't lose a playoff game? Like, crazy.
Imagine we don't lose a playoff game.
Right. Oh, another highlight was Glaber just tweaking against the Orioles. That was just fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Gary,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything else we're forgetting? This has been a fucking unbelievable season. I'm glad we were able to share it with you guys, starting a podcast this year.
Like, the second half of the season, but yeah.
Yep. I mean, but it made it, Boone said it in that post game that one time back in the day, like, it's going to make it that much more sweeter, which was grammatically incorrect on his behalf. That was a direct quote. It's going to be that much sweeter. He said more sweeter. But I really believe that, though. And if we do go out and do it, I'm not jinxing. I'm going to keep knocking on wood. That's going to be my superstition. I'm going to knock on wood.
That's everyone's superstition.
That doesn't, yeah, that's not.
No, like, not in between pitches.
I'm not
watching
the
game with
you.
Okay, well.
That was crazy.
you don't have the playoff cat, then.
We'll rob your playoff kitten.
But, yeah, no, honestly, I really believe it'll be that much sweeter if we do get it. And it will be the coolest thing in the world. And I will burn Barletta's house to the ground.
Send us cat names.
Let's go, Yanks.
Let's go, Yanks. Let's go out and win ourselves a World Series. For the game, we will be at the game, possibly go live during the game on Instagram. Stay tuned for that.
I'll be on my couch in Connecticut, 12 beers deep.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to put out, I don't know what our schedule is going to be for putting out episodes during that week, but ideally we could put out a few during game before the series ends. So just to check in, maybe win a game, who knows? But we'll see. So
we will see you Friday.
See you Friday. If you're at the stadium, we'll be wearing Yankees gear. You can pick us out. But yeah, definitely. If you recognize us, which you probably won't because you can't see us, we are 161 Pod. See you at the game. Let's go, Yanks. No explanation for coming this far, but things turned around when I turned on my heart. I thank the sun when it heals all my scars for good.